Hey everyone, Rob Kress here, functional and lifestyle pharmacist from functionalpharmacy.com, and I want to welcome you back to another episode. So going maybe a little bit off course on this episode, although it's still super appropriate and applicable to health and wellness, and actually probably more so than maybe ever before. There's a lot going on right now. So I want to talk about the primal need for connection, for health and longevity, for us to live a long and healthy life, and it's connection. And this is something that the stage has been set and triggers have been pulled that is targeting people right now, that is absolutely leading to a further disconnection from themselves, from others. So let's talk about it. So, you know, if you've ever read The Blue Zones by Dan Bettner, it's a wonderful book, and he shares with like 9 core pillars of people who live the healthiest and the longest around the globe. And one of them is connection and community. And they prove and they show that disconnection from self, from others, from source, whether that be God, angels, universal energy, and nature is a root cause element to disease. So, and this leads me, because I think right now I don't want people to feel passive about this. You can feel patient about it, but I want you to feel passive about it because, as I mentioned, I believe the stage has been set for this. You may have heard the term by now, mass formation psychosis, and it came to the forefront, really popularity through Joe Rogan's podcast, and it's basically a component. In my mind, I mean, I heard this years and years ago from David Icke, the formula of problem, reaction, solution. You create a problem, you develop a reaction, and then a higher entity body or, an organization, a governmental body offers a solution. And it's basically a way to get people to act in certain ways. And this is real stuff. This is not conspiracy. This is not blowing smoke. If you look up Ed Bernays, who was actually Sigmund Freud's nephew, he actually was a propagandist, and he created propaganda in certain social contexts. He's created wars. He's been hired by, to serve certain countries. He's been hired by the food industry to change the way people eat. He was hired by the tobacco industry to get women to smoke. I think it was him that coined the term freedom sticks. After World War II? I'm not entirely sure, but I believe. But this mass formation psychosis is basically a formula that will puts people on their heels and allows them to be further, influenced. There's 4 formulas, 4 components to it. One is a lack of social bonds or decoupling of societal connections. This is what I want to focus on right now, and I want to share with you the importance and what we need to be more conscious of doing. Well, let me share with you the 4. So that's the first one. The second one is lack of sense making, meaning things don't make sense. The third is free-floating anxiety, which is something that we have chronically in our society right now. And the 4th is free-floating psychological discontent, which has ever become in the norm as well. And usually that also lands with, once again, a government body, a higher body saying, listen, I got a solution to all your problems, right? But I want to talk to you about health right now. And I want you to stop, take a breath, and maybe see if this is you, if you've been going through this. So if we look at that first pillar, that first ingredient, lack of social bonds or decoupling of societal connections, we've been in this state for, well, a very long time. If you've ever been on social media, you might see this meme that goes around, and there was a sign in a cafe that said, no cell phones allowed. Pretend it's 1995. Now, those of you who are around in 1995, you remember what that was like. I, at that time, was traveling cross country for about 3 months without a cell phone. It was basically getting in touch with people, paying bills, applying for jobs, looking for apartments via a payphone. You imagine that? And there was no social media. There was no picking up the phone to see what's happened, to see who emailed me. There was none of that. And this is only 27 years ago. There was newspapers to be had to be read. Now, there's a couple ways to look at this, because when you look at the control of information that's delivered to you, and you only have a few sources, one could argue it's easier to control, right? Although one can also argue that the goal or the desire to control the flow of information, it's so big that it's going to be massive anyway. So this is 95. So that's kind of the example. So, since then, with the advent of the internet, with the advent of access to social medias and technology, there has been a steady march that has led people through this disconnection. This disconnection from others, from ourselves, from our source, from God, angels, universal energy, all of this leading up to disease. And I'll just say, for example, and listen, hey, I do this, so I'm not pointing fingers or judging, but, and I think it just happens way too often for a lot of people, that social media scroll or that incessant keep checking of emails, right? Or having notifications on your phone so you can get jarred out of your presence. And then you suddenly find yourself acting on it. This is why a lot of self-help gurus will tell you when you wake up in the morning, that brief moment of time, that first time is yours. Allow it to be yours. Allow it in the quietness and the spirituality, allow that to be yours. And then a lot will say, go into a morning ritual. That will further enhance that. So that's the first thing. So we've been on this steady march where we've been disconnected from people and others. And you see it. You watch people walking down the street and they're just on their cell phone. Once again, I am guilty of this. You can see me walking the dog, staring at my cell phone, right? I do it. I check stuff. So, I'm at, I'm not saying I'm above this, right? But now what I want to talk about is this fast forwarding thing that went down in well, a couple of years ago, 2020, and that was COVID. And this is when we went into areas of isolation. We had social distancing, which led and has, and we're dealing with right now, trauma. People have experienced trauma. I have worked with children who this has been a major, major, major issue. It's been a major issue on their psyche. It's been a major issue on their physical body. Because listen, right? They're connected. The psyche is connected to your physical body. The mind, the body is one and the same. Now, right now, and we're still going through that. And then the mask thing, the masks were still in yet another disconnection, not able to engage with people's emotions. Heck, Botox does the same thing. Right? It actually de-emotionalizes people. So now we're in this third phase, I believe, and it has to do with what they're doing with the gas crisis. They are trying to keep people, I say they, it does sound like a conspiracy. The end result is people are staying more still. People are watching how much they go out. People are watching how much they connect with others. People have already started not making their same trips for summer vacations. So areas like the Jersey Shore and Shore Points, and I'm just using it as an example because I've had this conversation with someone, might not get may not be getting the same bookings or reservations that they once had. No, actually, it was the Maryland Shores I heard this about. But regardless, what this does is it stops people from communing together, right? It's just this other thing. So we're more, we keep becoming further and further disconnected. So what do we do? Right. So first of all, I want to talk about connection. There's connection of self. How do you get connected to yourself? Well, you spend alone time. You spend time with yourself. You spend time in quiet with yourself without this background noise of television, radio, things that can distract you. You can journal. You can meditate. You can breathe. I mean, you're breathing anyway, but you know what I mean? You focus on your breath. So doing breath work, cooking, dancing, playing some music, jamming out by yourself. It's really important. So getting to know oneself and giving yourself that time. So start your day with that. Maybe even end your day with that. And clear it with others. Allow people to know what you're doing, what your expectations are, and maybe promote that. Like, maybe you're a couple and you want to have your own, time by yourselves in the morning. That's okay. Meet afterwards, have coffee in the morning. Like maybe that's the first thing, then you have breakfast together. It's not like you're saying you want to be away from someone. You just want to be with yourself, and that's cool. So another element is nature. How often we become disconnected with nature. And, I found that actually kind of interesting because in the early onslaught or the early days of COVID, I was noticing when I was in Michigan, there was a lot of people spending a lot more time outdoors. I mean, because that's what you did. You weren't at work and people were getting out. And I thought that was pretty awesome. I don't think people have kept that up as much. So you need to connect with a nature. Why not do it by yourself or do it with others? That's fine too. Breathe in the time. We know the benefits. It helps lower blood pressure. It helps enhance mood. There's a lot of benefits to being in nature. So another connection could be to animals. So if you have your pets, use that. Don't ignore them. There's interaction there. There is a healthy relationship there. And y'all should be, engaging with that. Me personally, what I found, my dog, Pilar, she has taught me, and what she teaches me is how I need to play more. I find myself working just too much in my office. And, sometimes I'll put her at day camp so she can get the proper play that she needs. Even though her and I do have a great time together, we go outside about 6 times a day and we hang out inside, but she reminds me of how important play is, and that is another actually element for oneself. Obviously other people is another element to connect with. So, reach out to people, right? Connect, ask them how they're doing, make it beyond a text. Then there's the spirituality equation, God, the universe, whatever you want to call it. Prayer could be it. So what I want to mention or recommend, or yeah, we'll say recommend, start taking media fasts. Decrease the amount of media you're watching. It's designed to mess with your head, trust me. Next would be only check on and on social media for necessary reasons. Maybe it's your marketing piece. Maybe it's checking messages, but that's it. Don't, try not to fall into that mindless scroll. That's actually not down regulation of your nervous system. Trust me. It's akin to having a drink. Get outside, hopefully in a natural setting, hopefully with a cell phone turn off. Get into nature. Reach out to someone, at least one person, more if you're up to it. Just say that you're thinking of them. Let them know that, them feel that they're not alone. Then take some moments of uninterrupted silence for yourself, whether it's meditation or just breathing. Give that time for yourself. All right, that'll do it. I want to let you know that I'm here thinking of you, and I'm glad that you tuned in. But, if you can keep an eye on that, just think about connection. And it's not like I'm telling you that you have to go out and be a social butterfly. You don't. You can still have that one or two core friends, or however that is, your loved ones. You don't. It doesn't have to be a number game in social beings. And it is getting to know oneself again and interacting with others. And sometimes it's I like Emerson's quote. Emerson has a quote of spread joy. Why not just walk down the street and just throw some smiles out there for people, right? So, all right. Well, I want to thank you for tuning in tonight. This is a short one, but I think a very important one. So, I'm going to head out now, and tune in because I have another recording coming up in just a couple days. Thanks so much. Bye bye now. Rob Kress, functionalpharmacy.com.